Again, as a body and as you as individuals, it's time that we begin pouring ourselves out. Yeah. We've taken in for a long time. Now it's time to pour out. All of you. And you'll find a mystery takes place. That the moment you begin to pour out, your captivity is turned. And see if God will not open a window of blessing and you will not have room enough to hold it. Now what we're going to talk about tonight is what, there's a propensity in the group, in all of you, but especially in this area of speaking, that rather than be careful for nothing, you have become careful for everything. And the confusion is over what death with Christ means. Now somehow, no matter how far and how much I've preached, no matter what happens, you have taken the message of the cross and caused it to form in you, I'm speaking of you as a mostly you, to form in you an attitude of willless passivity. You sort of just sort of wait around and, well, I shouldn't do this. But you're not really in that position. It's like plastic fruit on a tree or plastic flowers growing out of some, I mean, not growing, just sitting there. Because it has none of the excitement and the charm and the romance of what life is meant to be. Your life is meant to have two primary expressions. The first one is freedom. The second one is romance. Now, romance isn't necessarily sexual, but romance is an attitude that is pervasive throughout every aspect of your life. And the one hallmark of romance that's necessary for romance is, number one, risk-taking, and number two, spontaneity. Those are what death with Christ is. Freedom and romance, not will-less passivity.
Well, I wish you'd talked about this a long time ago.
Look at all the time we
spent. All the time that I sat around being passive and willless.
I could have been spontaneous, and he's never talked about that before.
No, he's never talked about that.
Now, I want you to think about something. We are a family. And we are to exhort one another daily while it is still called today, in the same manner that takes place in a family. You have, because it's required in a child, to have an anchor. There is no doubt in any of your minds that I don't care if the worst case happened, you would have a place to sleep, you would have something to eat, you would have a place to stay, you would have clothes to wear. Therefore, as that child, you need to take no thought for those things. And in the same manner, as a child, you are growing into, forgive me for using that growing, but it's really you're ungrowing, but don't worry about it. You're growing into this incredible new family. Just like a little baby is growing into something that's unique and precious and special. You can't make a mistake. You're not going, no evil can befall you. You have the perfect father in control. And not only that, you can be the most arrogant of all little children inside as the anchor, because you know with a certainty that you are born to be kings and priests. That's your heritage. You know from the very beginning of the process that you own all things. You don't know what that means yet, but it's somehow back down deep inside you. You know that the Father is perfect and that He sees the end. Therefore, you can cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you with perfect care. So from the stand, I want you to forget all the stuff, because you don't understand anyway, and I get tired of talking about it. Forget all the stuff about timelessness and finishness, and just forget it for now. Just know something. That in the same manner that as a child that you see after the flesh is growing up in grace, and whatever is necessary for that child to be an adult, and the thing that you desire most from that child, if you're a reasonable parent, is that that child trust you. That's the position you're growing into in the Father. Forget all the theories of timelessness and all the theories of light and all the stuff that I talk about. Forget it. For a minute, know who you are. Don't let anything confuse you from the simplicity that is in Christ, especially me, or even me. Now, therefore, the evidence, the thing that we're moving toward, rather than willless passivity as the end of the process, as what death with Christ is, it's a rather fascinating thing. And it comes early in the game. The secret of God, and the secret that Christ knew, and the secret that I know, and the main secret that I've been trying to share with you all the time, and I've maybe never articulated in this way, is that The end of the cross is simply you walking without doubt ever again. In any arena, in any stimulus. Yeah. You never, ever, ever, ever again need to doubt. Now, you may not be there now, but you are confident that that's where you will result in. That's it. Now, as children, we need tangible, visible stuff. So that's what we've been doing all these years. We've been visibly, tangibly doing stuff. You've somehow tested stuff, you've seen, you've gone against, but you know deep down that you'll never again hunger, you'll never again thirst, you'll never have to worry about the stuff the Gentiles have to worry about. You never again have to worry about having a place to live. You never have to worry about retirement programs. You don't have to worry about a career. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear. You don't have to worry about where you're going to live or have nothing. None of those. If you're honest with yourselves, I think that every one of you will see that that's your present state. Yeah. Now, some of you are still in the childish things with the area of career objectives and what am I going to be when I grow up. Don't condemn yourself for it. That's what all children go through. You do not have the right from this moment forward ever again to condemn yourself for anything. Amen. Forget religion. You're in a new race, a new family with a perfect father. Yeah. That's all. That's the gospel.
Amen.
Don't worry about which part of you is a soul and which part of you is a spirit, mm-hmm. and which part of you is the imaginations and which part of you is conscience and which part of you is consciousness and which part of you is the... Forget it! Appropriate for a minute the grand simplicity that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I teach all these other arenas so that if anybody asks you, you'll know the answer. But they're not necessary for your salvation. They're not necessary for you to be a member of the family of God. They're interesting, they're fun sometimes, but if they come in to confuse you, then blow them off. They don't mean anything, don't worry about it. You get a little bit of a handle on this?
Yeah, I really like what you said about the end of it, the end of the cross is walking without.
Without doubt. Without doubt. Anything.
Yeah.
The thing I think about is Jesus telling the disciples they would be sitting on thrones judging Israel in the kingdom, you know. It's like there's a... That's the end. He wants to turn over the store or something to...
You're born to be kings. Queens. Some of you, never mind.
Bad.
You're born with a unique heritage that no one else has.
There's just something about that place of, you know, when every once in a while you get a glimpse of you, it's like walking tall or something.
Yeah.
And you, without doubt, that's an incredible place of freedom.
You know what brought this on today in me? My feet started bleeding again this morning. They hadn't bled since Friday. I don't have any skin, and so when it just oozes and stuff. And I got so friggin' mad. And I stopped and I thought, like, the 16th of November, a year ago, was the day I had the relapse in the jaw. I have been in bed or incapacitated for 5 months of the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean shit. It doesn't matter. The sufferings of this present time aren't worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Yeah. Not afterward and afterlife, but now, the after of the experience, seeing that it's from God, resting in it. Yeah. Whatever your need is, whatever your suffering has been, whatever the confusion has been, that suffering hasn't and isn't worthy to be compared with the glory that's revealed now. Yeah. And the moment you see that, the suffering, the heartache, the depressions, the pain, whatever it is, has ceased having a value to you becoming that which you know and is your heritage, and therefore it'll go away. It'll be the chaff that's blowing in the wind. Doesn't matter whether you like me. Now, in a natural sense, I have been your spiritual father. I have been God's ambassador to represent Him, the kingdom, in this family. I've screwed up a lot, I've messed up a lot, but fundamentally, I've been faithful. Yeah. Now, I've been I've been a reasonably good steward of the mystery. Now that's what God is passing on to you. Now you are to be reasonably good stewards of the mystery. Don't worry about being perfect. You're going to screw up as bad as I did, maybe worse.
So, look, this is akin to a spiritual birds and the bees talk.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't matter.
We've had you to learn from, though. We should make a few more mistakes.
It doesn't matter. You can't stop being the child of God. Now,
Something that's come over me while you've been talking, and sort of, it's a big surprise to me, but it's come over me, and it's contradicted everything you just said, is the fear that you'll throw me out.
I was going to say,
that you
there's only two, two exceptions to everything that I've talked about just now. One is Harry, and the other is Barbara.
Stays
in
those
two.
Amen.
That was
close.
I don't want it. You want it?
It's a very fetish.
Well, that's a reasonable fear.
It's a reasonable fear. Let's move on. Her, you can't have any fun.
you eat it, Barbara.
You didn't know what you were getting into, did you?
Yeah, that
I don't think you're going to have anybody fighting to be your employee.
Really? This is your last employee, though.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. You better
keep them out. I used to work.
Yeah, you
better
get out.
I want to be done.
There it is.
Like, what, I mean, it's ridiculous. Why in the hell would I be afraid? I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would I be afraid of that?
Because freedom's scary.
Yeah.
Well,
you're secure now.
The,
But it's more scary if you work on it.
There's a new, by the way, there's a new cliche that Butch invented. If Harry can put a trip on you, just think what Ole can do.
See how silly it is for us to be afraid of you?
Yeah, you don't have anything to be afraid of. See, what you need to do is you need to pray what Larry used to pray. His prayer was, God, if Ole's wrong, kill him.
Or give me the desire to.
No, all of you have had the desire to.
Daryl and I
plotted.
Unless you get away with it.
I didn't get the connection of what you just said to what he just said.
Can we talk about freedom and being a child, not worrying?
Yeah.
He thinks that he will not meet my approval.
I really believe that my
unless he worries about it,
that my acceptance helpful. Here and my continuance here is based upon performance and it's based upon
it is.
And if I do not perform, now what's this shit about that's a good fear? It's not a good fear.
Feeling his oats.
Is there a such thing as a good fear?
No, it's not.
But I really do feel that.
Well, you should.
And you've demonstrated it over and over again.
He's not going to deal with you.
No, I know it's ridiculous, but it really came on me while you were talking. It was contradicting everything you said.
Good.
You're a bastard. I decided that the other night whenever we were talking.
What night did you decide that?
When you were yelling at me the other night. I didn't say a thing.
Hey, Ollie, we're going to eat at 6:15 tomorrow. Fuck you.
We're not going
home. I got shit to do. We're going to eat at 6:15.
We're upsetting you, baby.
Yeah.
See, you made the baby cry.
Just go thy way.
It's time to leave.
Eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, which is his righteousness. Amen. And let thy head lack no ointment, which is the Holy Spirit controlling this thing instead of this thing controlling this. Live joyfully with a wife.
You'll love that on the tape.
I don't have any patience for anybody on the tape. Live joyfully with the wife.
He pointed to
whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. All the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Now there's a hundred places in Ecclesiastes where it says,
what was that?
Ecclesiastes 7 through 10, 9, 7 through 10, where it says that whatever you're doing, the fruit of your labor, whatever, that is the gift of God. The illusion is that you are doing something.
Yeah.
Trust from now on that begin to see that the end of doubt is the direction you're heading. And it's, and again, there's a simple test for it. I don't care what the cause, I don't care how serious it seems to you, the moment you take yourself seriously, forget it. Just say, get thee behind me, Satan. That's all you have to do. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to figure it out.
There was a scripture that jumped out at me the other day when we were just for that, I won't share.
Share.
But anyway, when we were in Joe the other day. So these three men ceased to answer Joe because he was righteous in his own eyes. And I thought, you know, he knew what his righteousness was. He knew who he was. He wasn't any different than anybody else. He wasn't any different. He just...
That's what I wanted to say to you. I know we were reading in Job something, and it's like the whole book of Job was about this whole thing. You know, God's throwing everything he can to make Job think
he's done
totally
something
screwed
wrong.
Up, and then, yeah. You know, Job kept saying, what's the deal? Finally at the end, you know.
And the friends are there trying to make him feel guilty for this, and put a trip on him for that.
But I didn't say it because you made me know.
See what you missed? To do that for.
He didn't say that. Only taking the place of Satan, is that what you're saying?
That makes you the anti-Satan.
You'll be moving.
You want to
trade places with Bergman?
Yeah, Bud. Can you say recall?
Go ahead, Ollie. Take your best shot.
Waiting for you to say to the world, the devil is the flesh, and Ollie, take your best shot.
We've got it.
Well, what did Rick get that?
What did Rick get that for what?
He was going to say we've got a bunch of supporters.
I don't want to talk about anything else.
What's
Gary thinking? I think we should have some ice cream and be social.
I need a haircut. Let's break off early.
We've got a great deal to cover with regard to imaginations and stuff, but there's a scripture that says that I don't exercise myself in things too high for me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means? It means if there's something that comes that causes you confusion, and this is a difficult one because in many ways it'll sound contradictory, but if you don't know who you are, then don't give sleep to your eyelids until you find out the habitation for thy God. But if you know who you are and there's something that comes that confuses you, don't worry about it. Yeah. Because in its time, it will be made clear. Mm-hmm. You don't need to sweat the things. If I say stuff you don't understand, don't sweat it. That's what it means to exercise. The way you know they're too high for you at that moment is you don't understand them at that moment. So don't worry about it. You don't exercise yourself in those matters.
Yeah. I've found that to be true.
Let me end it with one scripture that sort of closes the loop from what I started with.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, or more appropriately, your yieldedness or your abandonment, be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now the scripture that talks about whatsoever things are true or honest or just or pure or lovely, if there be any virtue, if there be any good report, that's not talking about just circumcising your brain and mind to see. It's talking about seeing that in all things.
Seeing through everything.
So again, we're back to this thing that we started talking about 10 years ago, that you see through to see the perfection. Knowing that nothing can harm you. No evil can befall you. Yeah. Knowing who you are, knowing what your heritage is, knowing what your future is, knowing what's set before you, knowing that the end result of death with Christ is the end of doubt. Mm-hmm. And knowing the end or fruit of that is a life that has one, that's based totally on freedom and romance. And that freedom and romance, if you think about it, it requires spontaneity. That's why marriages get dull. That's why sex gets boring with the same partner. Because spontaneity is gone. There's a refusal for taking risks. You're careful. Well, get rid. You don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. That's done. Those are childish things in every arena of life.
I thought about that scripture on the weekend of those that are married, be as though you're not, and I realize it's like, if I worship Larry's idol or he worships mine, we're just bound together by these weird things. Where if we're just free to be what we are and who we are, it's always exciting.
Yeah.
You know, new things crop up all the time.
Amen. Okay, that's enough. That's a very short, reasonably short.
Whenever we talk about this good stuff, it's always short.
Yeah. Minor Prophets goes on for hours.
Take it, big guy.
And that's how we figure out what kind of take
funny.
If you're in a good mood, like you order 60s.
Yeah, late
in bed,
the night.
But we order 90.
Call the babysitter.
No, there's a teacher's meeting Thursday.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no Bible study.